Okay, Priya. Sankirtan 2.0. So, as some of you may have noticed, I'm not and haven't been very actively engaged inside ISKCON the way I used to be for the past 20 years. Well, there are different reasons for that. I've got a family with twin boys at age 50. Had to make ends meet and all that. And well, I don't know, maybe, or as it seems to me, I may have slipped into the perceived role from inside, as you know, an ex-devotee or whatever. But anyway, the most important reason there for what I'm doing now is that back in 84 or 85, was 84, way back, you know, I just sacrificed my life in front of the deities and the guru and so on, the devotees, offered my life to Srisukha Gornitai's Sankirtan mission. So Sankirtan is what I am trying to carry out. And I know some would say, now, you know, the young cocky fixed up brahmacharis and the old ones too. What are you talking about? When were you out on the street last? But that's the thing. Let me explain how I see it. And this may shock you too. Sankirtan is not about selling books on the street. It's about spreading the knowledge about Krishna consciousness and bhakti to people and helping them to take it to heart and become happy in Krishna conscious devotees, right? That's what Sankirtan is about. And it's not even about going out in the street banging with dangas and kartas and singing. It's about bringing the holy name, and again Krishna, into the hearts of people. And whatever way can be used to do that, should can you know, can be used, and whatever way is best suited for it, well, that's what I think one should use, and I learned from the acharyas. Therefore, they focused on mass media, books, journals, and all of that. So yeah, I'm a kind of a media guy. And although it may seem I don't do anything, I've been working for the past 20 years. With, I guess, the most challenging work I've done in my life as part of that service. And, well, you know, sometimes you just need to be detached from the fruits of your labor and just do it on faith and try with devotion. So yeah, in short, that's me, in case you want to know. And I've already done some, which can be found a little here and there, scattered over the internet. But if everything goes well, there will start to appear more properly, better published, compiled productions that I would be so happy to be part of doing together with other devotees. So yeah, I feel a little alone at this point, because as I sometimes say, among my old friends, devotee friends, or friends in general, the tendency seems to be that those who are still like inside ISKCON, actively like there, think I'm just one of those outsiders who are in Maya nowadays. And those who live like me, out in the society, tend to think, what's wrong with you? You're still chanting japa and going to the temples and even living in a ISKCON property. So they think I'm, you know, maybe an old brainwashed cult member or something. And there are some in between who seem to be able to relate to me and me to them. So this is okay. But it would be really cool to, again, someday, maybe in this life, maybe after, I don't know, work together the way we did. Marathons, and, but not in this crazy passionate way, you know, but not even marathons, but teamwork, working together, so the Sankirtan mission. Anyway, just wanted to say that. Hare Krishna.